Thank you for allowing us to be here today to be able to be heard and at least meet a lot of the new members, because when I got here earlier today, I wanted to know how many new members there were. And, you know, and looking around, there's different faces. So it's important that we give a very thorough rundown, at least in the upfront, so that representatives and senators that are on these judiciary committee and other parts of the legislature, that it's a learning process when it comes to the tribes. Not all the tribes are in the same situation, but socially and socially or economically. Socially, we have a lot of the same issues, but the economics are different for all the reservations. The Passamaquoddy tribe is unique in its status because we have two reservations. We're one federally recognized tribe, but we're also recognized as two separate administrations with two censuses and two communities that we are responsible for. So that's where you see Chief Wiz Bassett as Saltwater, but we'll say in Zibayik. And I represent Madoknagook, which is Peter Dana Point or Indian Township Reservation. We alternate our representative every 4 years and to each community. So when Representative Dana's term runs out, that term will then go to a community member that's on the census for Zibayik. So that's how it's worked historically throughout the years. And I just want to give you a little bit of a rundown. I'm going to be a little bit more thorough with a few things. I think the chiefs here have touched on some of the economics that hinder economic development and a few things throughout the state of Maine that affect each one of the tribes differently, I guess. Fortunately, I'm on my fourth term as chief. When I'm done with this term, I'll have 16 years. So I've been able to be in office long enough to be able to spend a lot of my time on economic development, building capacity and employment, and really spend a lot of time on the day-to-day operations when it comes to business. When I heard from where everybody was here, you know, there's a part of us in every one of your towns, because this is Wabanaki territory, right? So welcome to Wabanaki territory. I don't say that to offend anybody, but this at one time was Indian country and it still is. But we all have ways that we have to be able to work together to be able to come to some conclusion and some agreement so that we have the capacity to bring it back to our communities and be able to provide better. And fortunately, I've been able to work with my vice chief. By the way, he's not here today. He's got the flu. And I think you all know that's spreading across the state pretty rapidly. So hopefully he feels well in the next few days. But we've been able to work together with our councils and our community to be able to build a good capacity, and hoping that we're able to work with the chiefs that are all sitting here and get to that point of helping them as well at some point in collaboration. And that doesn't always happen. Willie Gizzy Busqua, Sagam William Nicholas Deliwiz, Beskudamukot Nil, Madok Miguk Nujayao. In Passamaquoddy, that means good afternoon. I am Chief William Nicholas. I am Passamaquoddy. And my community is Madoknagook, which means Indian Township or Peter Dana Point. I've been through a little bit of the unique status of the Passamaquoddy tribe. The Passamaquoddy tribe at Indian Township Reservation is the largest reservation in the state. We are 23,000 acres on our reservation. We just, in the last 3 years, have purchased another 7,700 acres of fee land adjacent to our reservation. Total land population for the Passamaquoddy tribe is about 130,000 acres. We're continually buying property as it becomes available, and we pay a hefty price for it most of the time, but the value and the meaning of the property to us is more than what most people probably would pay. And we do work with some nonprofits and others that help us with them purchases at times as well that have come forward over the last few years. Passamaquoddy Tribe Indian Township, we just purchased 120 acres adjacent to our reservation, which was important to our community last week. That 120 acres was a little bit expensive, but the landowner that sold it to us agreed not to cut it, which would also help with our maple syrup business because there was a stand of maple on the property. So we were able to get that property, and it's adjacent to the reservation. And at some point, we'll be moving to get that put into trust. And I know all of you will get educated pretty quickly about trust land, fee land, and other lands, annexed lands, and other lands of the tribes. We employ at Indian Township about 200 employees within the administration. Give or take, there's a few more within our businesses, which includes a fully staffed health center, public works, police department, warden service, fire and rescue, emergency management, 24-hour police dispatch, one of only two in Washington County, youth and recreation, tribal court, juvenile wellness court, and elderly services. Chief Bassett and I, I'm still active in law enforcement. I don't know why I'm still doing it. I can't get paid, but I still do it. Both of us are certified law enforcement officers, or I'm not sure if he's kept his certification active, but we're also warden service graduates like Aaron, and multiple other areas of law enforcement training and backgrounds. Our courts, we have two locations for courts, one in Sabayag, one in Madawkmeagook. And we operate, right now we're up to Class D jurisdiction. Last session, it was raised to, I believe, felony Class C jurisdiction. We haven't implemented it in our court because it's not funded. One of them reasons it's not funded is we are not part of the state's pool of courts and funding sources. And Department of Justice has not funded, and I don't look like they're going to fund. We're still pushing it to fund part of our court system so that we can take on people through felony jurisdiction. We also, OVW and VAWA, that's been passed as well. We haven't implemented that into our court to bring non-tribal members into our court because of funding. So when we do come in and we're asking in reference to economic development, and some of it may be gaming, some of it may be different things in different pots, we have to fund a majority of them, court and other projects ourselves. So we're not actually getting state funding to put an individual in jail for 365 days or 5 years, right? We have to pay that. So you got to be able to sustain that law with your funding. And with current funding statuses, majority of what we bring in business profits, and our reservations are a zero tax base. So we operate a lot on business profits and some of it from federal programs. So it's a priority to get that into our court system. It's been passed here, and it's something that we're working on, but the funding mechanism is not there to keep that piece of the court going. We hold court once a month, sometimes twice, including our child welfare system, and our child welfare is within the jurisdiction of the Passamaquoddy tribe. We work closely with the state, because there are tribal members that are across the state of Maine, and we take complete jurisdiction over them tribal members once we're made aware in them situations. Businesses that we own jointly through the Passamaquoddy tribe is Passamaquoddy Wild Blueberry Company and our partnership between Madawkmeagook and Sabayag with DraftKings on sports betting. Individually for our reservation, we own Taps and Maple Inn in Moose River, Maine. We also own Passamaquoddy Maple. And the next time we come down, we'll try to bring some bottles of syrup for all of you so that you can have a little bit of taste of our syrup organically. We also own Bear Lodge and cabins on Big Long Lake at Indian Township. We operate High Stakes Bingo, which you'll probably hear a lot about in the legislature, off and on at Indian Township. We draw people from Brunswick, York, Southern Maine, and buses all the way up to our High Stakes Bingo. We have a partnership with American Unagi in Waldoboro, Maine, which is an eel growing facility with Sarah Redemaker. We're just one of the partners. I think we may be one of the larger partners. And we have been with that business for about 3 years. We have two 8A companies for federal contracting, one in Mechanicsville, Maryland, the other one in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Them are audiovisual contracting, where we go into military bases and we take tear out and remodel audiovisual and classrooms for training as one. And we also do a lot of contracting relating to software and other things with our other company in sales. A couple projects that we're working on that you'll probably hear about. We have a $7.4 million solar project on Indian Township that we're currently funded for. That project, there's been a question raised by Eastern Maine Electric of whether or not we can put these solar panels on our businesses and homes. It's in the hands of the PUC, Utility Commission, and we're waiting to hear back from them. Our position is be in opposition, but solar is a way for us to help our families and our communities with being able to offset costs, and we're going to put them on the houses and our businesses. So we'll see where that goes. We're building a $4.5 million eel processing facility where we'll be processing American eel on Route 1 in Indian Township. We started this spring, and we'll be tearing down the old facility, and we're building a brand new one. And that market will be throughout the United States and overseas. We will then, as we build the market that we currently have with eels, we will then grow the eels, sort of like American Agi is, and we're already going to be prepared to do that. So, but one step at a time. Phase one, we'll go into phase two, and we're successful with phase one. We are building 15 new homes. We just finished the infrastructure for a whole new section of homes for four-bedroom homes. We're hoping within the next year and a half, we'll have everything else completed, and we'll have the homes done to add to our building and stock for our community members. And with the emergency management and everything that you all know and you deal with floods and everything else, well, we get the same thing, and we got a lot of trees and a lot of stuff that happened in last year's storm. We built a brand new emergency management facility. We're just finishing that, where we're moving it from an older facility, but we'll always have up to 2 months worth of food, water on hand, as well as we just put in, I think, 10 or 12 new storage facilities that are adjacent to that, so we can store stuff as well, and the departments can use them that we have. And lastly, I could go on and on. We have put in 200 heat pumps, $1 million in families' homes on reservation in the last couple years. We're now working on roof replacements, windows, and furnaces to improve the living in the homes for those that otherwise can't afford to do it. And I think across the state, we all know that that's just the case, right? That not everybody can do it. And so we're trying to build the capacity and also keep employment up. In the Jackman region, it's a little bit difficult. The housing stock in that area is no longer what it used to be. A lot of people have left, and it affects business because you got to have people to work. We're in that area. We're staying in that area, and we're going to try to employ and keep as many as we can in them regions. The Passamaquoddy tribe has lands in Washington, Hancock, Penobscot, Somerset, and Oxford County. So we're spread out in a great range. And I'm available for any questions. I appreciate you allowing us to be heard. And I look forward to working with all of you and answering questions throughout the session. And I do have cards. I'll hand them out, some business cards, before we get done. So any questions?
Many thanks. Any questions, committee members? Yes, Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Chief Nicholas. You had mentioned that your reservations have a zero tax base.